This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few moments out of your very busy day for 5 Gospel Minutes, 5 minutes in which you will think about your responsibility to God and what you're doing with yourself, what the Bible teaches you to do with your life on a day-by-day basis. For the past several times, we've been studying about the very important subject of entering the church. And why, you may ask, is this subject so important? Because the church was eternally planned by God. Because down through the Old Testament it was prophesied and promised. Because Jesus died and shed His blood on the cross that it might be purchased, as we read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. We've been studying in the past few broadcasts about the fact that some have concluded that one enters the church merely by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have pointed out that while the Bible plainly teaches that faith in Christ is necessary, you cannot be saved without it, and you cannot be saved without the grace of God. It nevertheless follows that we are not saved by faith only in the light of plain Bible teaching. I've been suggesting some reasons why, in spite of the fact that the Bible plainly teaches that we are not saved by faith only, James chapter 2, verses 24 to 26, that some sincere, honest people nevertheless make the mistake of holding that we are saved by faith alone. I have suggested that one reason for this is because people do not distinguish between the covenants. Another reason is they do not know that the saved believer is the baptized believer. Another is the fact that they ignore the fact the Bible uses figurative language and sometimes lets a part of the plan of salvation stand for all of it. And then in the fourth place, they do not recognize that some believers are lost. You see, if one were saved by faith alone, it would be impossible for there to be a single believer who was not saved. And yet, if you will take your Bible and read in John chapter 8, verses 30 to 44, you will find the record referring to those who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and who yet was referred to by Him in verse 44 in this fashion, "You are of your father the devil." So you see, it's possible for one to be a believer in Christ and yet still be a child of the devil. Now, if one were saved at the point of faith or by faith alone, just as soon as one believed, he would then and there become a child of God. But the fact that Jesus here refers to some believers as children of the devil makes clear that that is certainly not the case. Further, we find in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, that many of the rulers among the Jews believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, but because of the Pharisees and their fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, they would not confess that faith, because they loved the glory of men more than they did that of God. Now notice that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, that a person who will not confess Him before men here on earth, he will not confess before the Father in heaven. And since none of us can be saved unless Jesus confesses us before the Father, it is clear that these believers who refused to confess the Lord were not saved and could not be saved until they repented of that negligence. And so you see, it's possible for there to be believers who are not saved. In John chapter 1, verses 11 to 14, the Bible makes clear that Jesus came into His own, and His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He the right or the power to become sons of God. That means He gave to somebody the liberty of action of becoming a child of God. Now, since we cannot become what we already are, it is clear that the people to whom He gave the right to become a child of God was not already a child of God. So the question arises, to whom did He give the right to become a child of God? The Bible makes clear that it was to believers. He gave the power to become sons of God to believers. Therefore, it's clear that one does not become a son of God just the very moment he believes. There's something else for him to do. Now, when one becomes a believer, he has the right to become a son of God, but he doesn't have to. He can become a son of God by being baptized into Christ, as the Bible plainly teaches in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, and in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Now, another reason why some have made the mistake of holding that we're saved by faith alone is the fact that they do not realize that certain necessary changes are involved in the plan of salvation. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue this study of the entering of the very important subject of entering the church.